Chapter 3. The Monster's Tale. The monster began his tale.
It's very difficult to remember the beginning of my life. There was a strong light that made me close my eyes. I started walking and left your house. I looked for a place in the shade, and I found it in the forest near Ingolstadt. But I was hungry and thirsty. I ate some berries and I drank some water from a small river. I wore some clothes from your flat, but it was very cold. I was alone, helpless, and very unhappy. I felt a lot of pain and I cried. There was a sweet light from the sky. I could only see that. But after some time, I started to see the trees and the river more clearly. I tried to imitate the songs of the birds, but I was scared by my own sounds. I found a fire, and I learned how it worked and how I could use it to cook, but I didn't have enough food, so I decided to leave.
The monster walked for 3 days. In the countryside, he saw a hut for the first time and decided to go inside.
An old man was preparing his breakfast, but when he saw me, he shouted and ran away. I went to another village, but everyone escaped or attacked me. Near there, I found a small house. But I was so scared that I didn't want to go in. The hut next to it was empty and became my hiding place. After some time, I heard some steps. Through a hole in the wood, I saw a young girl, different from the other people I knew. Behind her, there was a young man. They both looked sad. I could also see inside the poor house. There was an old man playing an instrument, and his song, "The Best Thing Ever for Me," made the young girl cry. The old man hugged her, and for the first time I was happy and sad at the same time. I understood that he was blind. Later, the young boy produced some boring sounds. He was reading, and I found out about words. After that, those lovely creatures went to sleep.
Victor was listening to his story very carefully and asked him some questions.
What happened later? Did they see you? Did you come out of your hiding place?
The monster continued his story.
I really wanted to go with them, but I was afraid of their reaction. I could remember how other people treated me. It was strange to my eyes. They had everything, a nice house, food, clothes, fire. They weren't alone like me. An imperfect being, but they were always unhappy. After a long time, I found out why they were always so sad. They were poor, and the young woman and man often gave all their food to the old man. I stopped stealing their things, and I went to collect wood for them.
Oh my goodness! Brother, father, look!
That's a lot of wood, Agatha. A good man did it for sure.
Felix, my son, now that we have enough wood to light the fire, you can go and get some milk then.
The monster started learning the names of some objects and of Agatha, her brother Felix, and their father, De Lacy.
Wood. Fire. Milk. I thought that learning their language could help me to communicate with them, but no. One day I saw my own horrible reflection in the water. I knew I had no hope. I continued anyway to collect wood and to clean their garden full of snow.
Spring arrived and the monster was full of hope and happiness.
When spring arrived, I was sure I could make them happy again. If they saw that I was good and helped them, they could probably love me and help me to change my destiny. One day, a lady arrived and asked for Felix.
Safi, my sweet Arabian.
Those were happy days. Safi, the new lady, couldn't speak their language, and Felix taught her. Thanks to Felix's lessons, I was able to learn a lot. I listened to Felix, reading that men can be good and rich, or poor and slaves. But what was I? I didn't know my creator. I had no money, nor friends, and no one was like me. I was a deformed being. Everyone rejected me. I couldn't remember a dad or a mum. Nobody paid attention to me. I was this tall when I was born. What was I?
During the following months, the monster found out about the story of the family. They were French nobles who lived in Paris, while Safi's father was a Turkish merchant that the government didn't like.
Safi's father was sentenced to death wrongly. Felix promised to free him, and the man promised him a large reward. Felix didn't want anything, but he changed his mind when he saw the man's real treasure. His daughter Safi just arrived from Constantinople. Safi and Felix fell in love and started writing letters to each other in secret. The night before the execution, the Turkish man was able to escape thanks to Felix and some false passports. Felix left for Italy with the Turkish man and his daughter. The man lied to Felix about the wedding. He didn't want to give his daughter to him, a Christian. But he never told him. The French government found out about the escape and sent Agatha and her father to prison. Felix ran back to Paris, but he also went to prison for 5 months. In the end, they lost everything and were forced to leave the country and go to live in Germany. When the Turkish man found that out, he sent Felix some money and left Italy with Safi. He told her to forget her lover, but the sweet girl found out where Felix was and went to him. Thanks to my neighbors, I learned to tell the difference between good and evil. And something else happened to help me understand more.
During one of his walks, the monster found a suitcase full of clothes and books. He took it and returned to his hut.
One day I found a book in the forest. I could read by then, so I read it. It was Paradise Lost. Its story was very similar to mine. In the book, God fights against Satan, but there is also Adam, who is perfect, happy, and loved by his creator, my opposite. I was desperate, sad, and alone, so I felt like the jealous Satan. Then I decided to read your diary. It was in the lab when you left. In it, there are all the details about my horrible creation. I'm sure you remember it. Here it is. Every single word shows your horror. God created Adam in his own image, and even Satan had friends. But what about me? I could only hope that one day my neighbors, knowing my love for them, could ignore my deformity. I planned that moment for months, but I was scared it could go wrong. I lost hope every time I saw my reflection. Sometimes I dreamt of kind creatures who could understand my feelings, but there was nobody. I had no Eve like Adam. I was abandoned by my God.
More time passed. The monster wanted to meet and be loved by the family, so one day he decided to go into the house when the blind old man was alone.
If I become his friend, the rest of the family will love me too. Sorry, sir, I'm a traveller, and I'm tired.
Come in. The way you speak makes me think that you come from France, like me.
I don't, but a French family taught me, and I'm travelling to ask for the protection of some friends. But they don't know who I am. I'm not lucky, and I have no friends, nor relatives.
Don't be so desperate. A man's heart is full of love.
I am good, but I am different, and everybody can only see me as a horrible monster.
I can't tell, because I'm blind. But I can help you with these friends. I myself am not lucky. I am innocent, but I was condemned with my family. I can hear that your words are true.
Yours are the first kind words I hear.
Can I know who your friends are?
The monster couldn't answer and started crying. Some noises were heard. Agatha, Felix, and Safi were arriving. His big opportunity was there.
Save me! You and your family are the friends I am looking for. Don't abandon me.
Oh, God! Who are you?
The meeting didn't go as planned.
Felix hit me very hard, but I didn't react. He wanted to hit me again, but full of pain, I left the house and decided to go back to my safe place.